call the troubleshooter now.
Welcome to Marvelous, Marvelous, Marvelous Monday. Well, it is Monday. I am sitting here absolutely just amazed at the beautiful, beautiful view from this room. And I tell you, that ocean, when I got up around 6 and I could see how the clouds were, you know, it's at that point of the morning where the clouds here on the East Coast, where the clouds are right there at the tip of the end of the ocean, as far as the eye can see the end of the ocean. And it looks like it just drops off the face of the earth, but there's the sky, but then there's the clouds right there. I tell you, so magnificent, so marvelous. And this morning we're going to have we're starting out with a beautiful morning. The sun is already starting to shine. It's only 7 o'clock. Well, you know, they say the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So here we are on the East Coast. And it is so, so beautiful. I tell you, it's going to be a fantastic day. I'm expecting great and mighty things to happen today. And you should expect them too. Because our topic today, I want to talk about the power of connection. And it's actually a little twist with that, because there are powerful connections. We're going to talk about powerful connection, but it's a twist to it. So you've got to definitely stay tuned so that you can get all that there is to get. So we welcome you again. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic weekend. I tell you, it's been amazing. You know, Friday did the show from New Jersey and then got in the car to drive down here to Virginia Beach, Virginia. How beautiful it is. And then all week long, they had a blues festival. They also also had George Clinton was in Hampton Roads or Hampton, somewhere near the Hampton University. They had some kind of a Bay Festival, and my husband, myself, and my sister-in-law, who also came down, and we said we decided to go and to see what it was all about, and it was about a lot. It was good. It was great. And a throwback to the Funkadelics, how funny was that, I'm telling you, when they got up there and began to sing Flashlight and some of their other songs. It was quite funny, but it was quite enjoyable at the same time. Good morning, Mr. J. Early. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And to tell you, so it was just, the weekend was just amazing. But then on Saturday, we also met a wonderful couple. Also, welcome, good morning, Chloe Jeff, if you just tuned in to the Cultural Lisa Show. Our topic today, the power of connection. Connection, I tell you. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. And I was just saying about the trip down here, Virginia Beach, how lovely, how beautiful. Mr. J, I happened to meet some people who have lived in Germany. They have been stationed there for years, but they're back now in the United States. All of them are retired from the military. They recently retired in the past couple of years, and they're back to living here in Virginia, and the other couple live in North Carolina. And we got to meet them, and of course I told them about my friend who is actually in Germany right now and lives over there and was also in the military as well. And they were just a really, really great couple. It was very nice to talk with them. And I did connect with one of the ladies right here. She has a Facebook page. And we did connect here, Miss Patricia and Leggett. So it's just been great. Now here we are today, Monday, getting back to business. You know, success has been a mystery to so many people, and it still is a mystery to so many people. I mean, for us, it's what we do. We get up each and every day, you know, looking to be motivated, or we are motivated to seek out our daily destiny. Every day, another destiny. Destiny is not a destination. Destiny is what we do. Destiny is our life. You know, I have a friend, Cleveland, Ohio, that I do workshops with, Ms. Denise Jenkins, and she has an organization there where she works with small business people, and she does a lot of small business seminars and small business development, and she also does counseling with small business owners to keep them supported, to keep them motivated. What she and I was talking some years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, and as we often do, and we were just kicking it around about success and some of the workshops that we were putting together and working on. And one of the things that she came up with, she said, I'm not living life, I'm living destiny. You know, some people just wake up every day is just ho-hum, another day. Well, we don't look at it like that. She and I, we don't look at it like that. We look at like each and every day is a part of our destiny. You know, God ordained your life. He commissioned your life. He brought you here and kept you here for a powerful, powerful reason. And that's why we say we're not just living life. We're living destiny. I mean, so every day for us is powerful. Every day is significant. Every day means something great and wonderful and supernatural. And so we've learned from that. And I've learned from that, that as we, you know, the mystery, that word, it seemed so mystical to me of the many, many years of my life, achieving success, becoming a success, becoming fulfilled in life and happy. It seemed such a mystery. Like, it was like I couldn't get a hold of, like a dream almost. You know how when you go to sleep and you're in a dream and you're either chasing something or something's chasing you, but you never get it. You never can get a hold of it, or it never gets a hold of you, or you never get to the end. That's what success seemed like before. But now that I've tapped into this personal power and personal development and understand the power of connection, I tell you, it's opened my eyes. My mind has been set free. I can enjoy, I can really, truly enjoy life. And when I say enjoy life, I'm talking about come whatever. Yes, Jay, they did. They knew you out of all the, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of people. I'm just responding to a comment that I see Mr. Jay Early posted in the chat room. Out of all the thousands of military people that have come to Germany, absolutely, I bet they knew you, because I bet if they met you, you made an impact on them that they'll never forget. They will never forget. A wonderful, wonderful couple. But a mystery, back to the mystery nonetheless about success. But today, it's not a mystery. And now I am on a mission to dispel the myths and to break down the mystical obstacles and things that are in a person's way so that they too can have success. You know, when I was taking when I took my first economic course that I remember in high school, I remember they touched on the topic of economics. I remember in high school I did nothing but play around, and I skipped class. And when I was in class, I was never really paying attention. And so I don't remember much, but I remember the topic at least being brought up. So here I am in college and Essex County. Oh, actually, my first economics course came while I was at Union County College. But after 1 year of college, we moved to a new county. And if you know anything about the state of New Jersey, everything is based on counties. And we have, in this state of New Jersey, we have 21 counties. And we have 19 county colleges. Out of the 21 counties, we have 19 junior colleges, which really is an amazing scenario compared to some other cities and states that I've been to and visited. And so what that says to me, 19 county colleges, so we have Union County, Passaic County, Essex County, Ocean County, Bergen County, Hudson County, Middlesex County, there's just a ton of county colleges. And what happens with that is really no one in the state of New Jersey really has any excuse for not getting at least a two-year college degree. But it also speaks to their economy there, because for the majority of the jobs, at least the decent jobs there, just the decent jobs, not even the really great ones, just a decent job, you would at least need at least an associate degree. And they said that, and they made it very available for people. When I first moved to New Jersey, I thought that was phenomenal, because coming from Cincinnati, Ohio, you had a lot of the universities like Xavier University and University of Cincinnati, and they had, and those are really the only two that I really remember. There were some other colleges and what have you. There was a Cincinnati State College. But they didn't have all those junior colleges like that. So in New Jersey, here I am at Union County College, and I'm taking my first, because we moved away from Essex, which is where I had began, and that's the college you hear me refer to now, because that's where I teach, Essex County College. Kind of like you go back to your first love, so to speak. But we moved, and I had to go to this other college. But my point there is that I took my first economics course there, and I was amazed when they began to talk about everything that they talked about in economics in that course centered around the theory, the scarcity theory. And the teacher began to teach and teach and teach on our economy and our economic system and how we produce and how we distribute, who gets what, whether it's the rich, the poor, the seniors, the business owner, whatever, why do we know and how do we know what to produce? But what I thought was so interesting about economics and what's produced in any given country in any given year and who gets it, who gets the things that are produced. Well, first of all, who decides what is produced? Who decides what products we'll make? Who decides what raw materials will be made available at no cost or a high cost? Who decides all of that? And so I discovered it wasn't me and my family. I discovered that they never came to my neighborhood or neck of the woods and asked us. And that's when I got interested. That's when I really got interested in economics and politics, when I realized a lot of these visions that affect my life had been made, and, you know, we weren't involved at all in the decision-making to a large degree. But anyway, so here we are, and in the scarcity theory, that there's not enough. Well, even though I did get an A in the class, and I got an A in every economics class that I took since that time, but that's because I knew how to play the game, which is what I learned in the military. I remember when I was in the Navy, just to divert for a minute, to just give you a quick short story about playing the game, when I left the United States Navy in 1982 with my general under honorable discharge, the person, you know, when you leave there, they give you, like, career counseling, I guess you could call it that. And when I, as I left, there was the person who was responsible for that role set me down and said to me, young lady, you have to learn how to play the game in life, he told me. That's what the man told me. Was that you, Mr. J. Early? No, just kidding. So this person told me that, and I tell you, at that time I was 25 years old, and I absolutely never forgot their comment. And I understood that they weren't saying that life was, like, all fun and games. I understood that. And I knew enough about sports to understand that it had something to do with you have to play by the rules of where you're at. And so now let's flip back to the economics. And so now I'm understanding the rules of economics, and I'm understanding college. And I knew I had to play by the rules of the professor. And so, therefore, I gave the professors what they were looking for. And I understood that would get me a better grade. And even though I totally disagreed, I totally, absolutely disagreed with what the professor was teaching us about the scarcity theory in economics. Though he did not create it, he was just teaching what he had been taught and what the researchers had said and what they've actually proven. So I went against it, but to a point. I went against it verbally in the classroom to let him know I wasn't buying into that. But when it came time for the test, see, I was able to separate. Some students aren't able to. They get so heated and passionate about their belief, and so they're not able to transition back to, you have to give the professors what the book is teaching. And then they still end up with a poor grade. But I understood that enough to get me through. And so here, but I let him know that I was coming from a higher power. And I knew my God was unlimited. So I could not sit there, and even though I wasn't, you know, really into the church at the time like that. But here I sat in college, and the teacher is telling me that there's scarcity and there's not enough. And I let him know, no, there is enough. My God is unlimited. He has an unlimited resource. He has an unlimited supply of everything. And, you know, the teacher would, you know, do like they often do when you start talking like that. They look, okay, she's, you know, she's one of those religious Christian kind of people, and I can't go but so far with her, but at the same time I got these other students in the classroom who may be atheists, and I may be one myself, and we totally absolutely don't believe in what she's talking about. And so that's how it went. But nonetheless, I said all that to say that there is a great power. There's a great power that we're connected to. And that this is what, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to really, really, really get rid of a lot of the mystery that people have about success. You can, I told that whole story and went down all those little tiny side streets to let you know that success, I believe there's enough for everybody. And I believe, just like my professor, who still had to give me the A, though I sat there and let him know I did not believe in a scarcity theory. I believed it as related to them, but I didn't believe it as it related to me, because I knew the Word of God, and the Word of God says our God is unlimited, and he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can even ask or think. So I knew that wasn't working for me. But here's the reason I brought that up, is because I believe there are people out there who believe that there's not enough success to go around for everyone. And so they don't give you the skinny of how to become a success in life. But see, I don't buy into that theory. I believe that success is for everyone, and everyone that wants it. Let me just say that. I know everybody will not get success. And I believe that's why the Word of God also cautions us that the poor will always be with you. Because guess what? There are some people that no matter what you do, what you say, what you give them, how you try to help them, where you are to show up to support them, they will just flat out refuse you. They won't want it. They won't take it. And I know that because for a long time in my life, I was one of those people. And so just imagine, had I not been arrested, had God not just really snatched me out of the hands of the enemy, I'd still be there. I'd still be in that state of mind. I would still be in that frame of mind had I not gotten to the place where he was able to say, you know what, now it's time to bring her out. So this is my point. What we want to get, we give the message as if everyone is going to get it. So that's why we do the live seminars. That's why we've written the book. And the, let me just talk about the book for a moment. Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Or you can get God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. What I like about that book is that you can realize that if you could read someone else's plan and see someone else's strategy, you may be able to see one for yourself. And that's really the beauty and the meaning behind that book. But here it is. So the books have been made available, and many times they are offered literally free. They're literally given away. You know, typically I know people who have books like that, they would easily sell them for $29 at least. And oftentimes the books are only selling for $15. Or if I'm doing a live event, sometimes I will even sell the book for $10, depending on the size of the crowd and what have you. So we want it available to people. We want people to achieve success. But guess what? You're not going to do it outside of powerful connection. And that's my topic today. Powerful connection. So I welcome each and every one of you to the show today. Now remember, you were doing some homework. There were some assignments you were doing. You were writing in your journal. You were writing down your habits. What habits are you connected to? The habits that you are connected to are going to determine your future. Let me say that again. The habits that you're connected to are not going to. They are determining your future. Your future. You know, instant gratification is a thing that holds a lot of people up from really becoming a success in life. Because they want what they want, and they want it right now. And they're not able to wait for it. They're not able to sow for it. They're not able to plant the seed today. Nurture the seed. Nurture the ground where the seed is planted, which is your mind and your heart, or whatever business or activity you're involved in. Nurture it, and then wait for the harvest. A lot of people can't do that. They can plant, and they expect instant growth. And I feel so terribly sorry for many of the generation today, because unfortunately, because of the microwave society and the technology and the texting, you know, today we can't even wait on a reply. I remember back in the day, oh, let's say 20, 30 years ago, you sent someone a letter in the mail or some kind of notification or information in the mail, and you had to wait 2 or 3 days for the mail to get there. And then you had to wait for that person to reply and mail it back, possibly another 2 days, 2 or 3 days. There was no response for at least a week. And then we moved into a fax machine where the response could be a couple of hours. Now we're into the second. Seconds don't go by. You text someone, and right away, a second later, they can text you back. As a matter of fact, I was laughing and joking with a lady and encouraging her, please do not text while driving. You know, there are people who got to get the message so quick and so fast that we've even placed our own lives and the lives of others at danger because we want it fast and quick. But I think that has helped to break down and erode the concept of delayed gratification. So a lot of the young people can't even conceive waiting for things. And I believe that's why so many of them, they can't wait for marriage, so they run out and have children right away. They can't wait for the children to grow up and have a decent life, and they begin to give the children all of these things that are so superficial while they're so young. And by the time they get older, they're already so messed up that they can't even enjoy the lives that they should have had. All because we cannot wait. And so the power to connect, we need to start looking at what we are connected to. We need to get our children on point. And also, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, Coach K and Angel, also in the chat room. God bless you. You know, when I think about delayed gratification and waiting, and I think about the power of the things that we're connected to and how the things that you're connected to today are helping your future tomorrow, and then people not being able to wait for things to develop and grow, and you know, we think that we want everything right away. You know, I talk to, you know, that's why a lot of people can't even fathom. There's some people who can't even fathom starting a business because they don't want to wait. They want to start it today, and they want, you know, $500,000 to, they want the business grossing $500,000, you know, next month, within 6 months, within a year. Many of them watch television and they see these great entertainers in the, especially the music industry. I feel so sorry for a lot of the young people. The music industry, and they see the individuals because videos and technology has brought these people and things to life. And they think these people have gotten there overnight. And they don't often hear the struggles and the years of hard work and the years of waiting and not knowing how things were going to turn out. They don't often hear that side of the story. And so they think that it's automatic. And then they begin to desire this automatic situation. I want things right away. But you know, you got to wait. You got to put in the time. You got to put in the act. You got to put in the effort. You have to work with things for a while. Just because. Get this, just because people expect things to be instant doesn't mean it is. You see, God is the same. He did not change. So you still got to wait. A seed goes in the ground, it still has to be nurtured before you're going to see a harvest. You still have to put your talents and skills and abilities out there and work them and work them and work them before you see a real growth, before you see. You still have to work that business year after year after year, all right? So just because our appetites have changed, you see, God has not changed. And the laws and the principles that he has put in place, you know, he said that a lot of things will go away, but he said one thing would always remain, and that's seed time and harvest. So you got to plant that seed. You got to nurture that seed. Now, the power of connection, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today, it also has something to do with a comment that I was talking about on last Friday. And I said that, oh, I was going to share this great secret to success, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they want the big thing, but they don't figure out that if the big thing that you want, the mansion, the great career, the thriving business, you know, the whatever it is that you want, to see so large, the great weight loss, whatever it is you're looking for, the great financial stability, the great relationship. You want to fall in love. You want to be in love. You want a great relationship. Whatever it is, it starts with the big thing. It's just a series of small things. And if you just want the big and you don't go after the small, you'll never end up with the big thing. You'll always be unhappy. Always be talking about, oh, how can I get this? And why didn't I get it? Life isn't fair to me. And I don't, you know, I don't have the same opportunity and chances that everyone. Individuals who feel like that are simply individuals who are not willing to do the small things. And how is that connected? It's that the small things are all connected. Every little thing you do, you know, I remember there was a group group that said, every little step I take, you know, every little thing you do connects you to the next thing that you do. Powerful connection. And what's at the heart of powerful connection? What do you think is at the heart of powerful connection? I know somebody has the answer. I see you all in the chat room. Somebody can type it in. What do you believe is the heart of powerful connection? I know somebody's going to type it in the next couple of seconds. But there's something that's at the heart of this powerful connection that I'm talking about here. That I'm connected to my success. You're connected to your success. You're connected to your well-being. You're connected to your great health. You're connected to your financial stability. You're connected to the success of your business. You're connected to, you know, most of us here on this Culture Leadership Show are entrepreneurs. We are people who want to be in control of our destiny. We are the people who we have talents and skills and gifts and abilities, and God has given them to us to be abundant. We have more than enough. And so when people have more than enough of something, they will transition that, and it'll turn out to be business, or, you know, start our own business. Why? Because God has made us a vessel. Because when you're a business owner, you know, you get a chance to touch so many people. Like when you work for a company, you really only get to touch the people that the business allows you to touch. They put you in a particular department, and you got to pretty much stay in that department and pretty much touch what they tell you to touch. But when you're an entrepreneur, it's unlimited who you can touch. You just touch everyone. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, everybody, for the most part, you will touch them in some kind of way. You can touch the media as you're doing your PR work. You can touch people in the advertising industry as you want to get the word out about your business. You're going to touch the suppliers that are supplying you with the products and material that you need to run, operate your business. You're going to touch the customers that need and want your services and products. You're going to touch the employees that you need to help you build your business. So the power of connection with business owners is just phenomenal. And all of these people that you're connected to are tied to your happiness, to your success. Okay? Yes. It's powerful, powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. J. Thank you for that. Yes, we are sitting here. I know we have some static in the phone. You know, we're here in the ocean. I'm not quite sure why we're getting static. But if you can hear a little bit better, I'll see if I can speak up and try to speak over the static, because I really want you to get this message. Yes, can you hear me now? Okay, let's see if you can still hear. We have static in the phone. Can you hear? Let's type that in. Can you hear? Okay, let's see. Okay, Mr. J. Early, I would say a spiritual connection. Okay, Mr. J. Wonderful, wonderful. I like that. Yes. What is at the heart of our connection? That was definitely my question. That was definitely the question, but I need to know if you can hear now. I did something to the phone trying to get rid of the static. And you have to really hold on, but don't hang up. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It sounds like the static is gone, and so I hope it is gone. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, great. I think we're back, and you see, this is the beauty of technology. Like we said, it just proves right there. Yes, can you hear now? Yes, I am talking. Yes. Yes. I am talking now, Mr. J, and I want to know if you can hear now. Yes. Yes, it is. Loud and clear. Okay, great. I actually had to hang up and use my phone with the speaker. Now, great, great, wonderful. Okay, so we are talking. Yes, you can hear. And okay, yes, Mr. J, early we were asking about what is at the heart of the powerful connection that we're talking about here today. Connecting. Perfect, perfect. Connecting with, like we said, if you're a business owner, making those connections. Connecting in your personal life. You know, it's a personal development. It's personal, it's the personal power that we get to, that we're connected with here. People need to be connected with where they are. They need to be connected with where they want to go. Because once you connect where you are with where you want to go, it may help you connect as you're going along the way. And what I found to be at the center of powerful connection is to have a connection to the power. My life, things that I have been able to achieve and to accomplish, came as a result of my connection to the power. You know, some people feel that their connection to their money. Some people feel that money is their power. There are others who feel that, you know, knowledge is their power. So they're connected with knowing more. But my success, accomplishment, achievement have come from my connection to the power. Yes, I am talking about that Holy Ghost power of God. That has been my connection to overcoming rape, abuse, poverty, illiteracy, all of the things that I've been able to achieve and to overcome, all the major things. You know, for some people, they understand. Major to overcome. Abuse, child molestation, need steps. That's a major thing to overcome. But being connected to the power of God will allow you to succeed past any obstacle. There's no obstacle too great when you are connected to the power. Once you're connected to the power, then you can have powerful connections. Ever since I got connected to the power, the people that I began to make powerful connections with, and the things, hear this, I want you to hear this good, the things that I then got connected to that brought power sources into my life came as a result of my connection to the power. Now, maybe you've had that same experience. If you have, you can type it in the chat room, or if you are on the phone line and you can attest to that, you've had a similar thing happen to you, and you can, you're welcome to hit your number one key and express yourself, because that is what I have experienced, that my powerful connection was the result of my connecting to the power, and that action of my connection to the power, my connection, I was out there making connections, but they were not powerful. I was out there in the world making all the wrong connections. At that point, all of my connections were destructive. They all led to some negative outcome or negative outlook. Now, as soon as I got connected to the power, welcome to our guest, Renee670. As soon as I got connected to the power, God transformed my connection, powerful connection. And that's what I'm saying, that when you're connected to the power, everything you do will be a result of a powerful connection. The people that you meet, the experiences that you have, the things that you go through, you will begin to see how they're connected to connect to the source. Now, you to the power. Some people, they absolutely don't believe what I just said. They absolutely do not believe it. And so they would say to me, well, what happens for people who don't believe in God? What happens to people who don't believe in my Jesus? Well, I don't have the answers for those people. I can only tell you what the Word says that will happen to them eventually. Because there is a time period when it rains on everyone, whether you believe in our God or you don't. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. But today, we're talking about the power of connection. You have to connect, and you must stay connected. You must stay connected to the power source. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Coach Lalisa Show. We only have about 15 or so minutes left to the show. It absolutely went so fast today. I can't even believe how fast the show went today. And we have a great show lined up for you tomorrow and Wednesday and for the rest of the week. So as I leave you with, the power of your connections will be based on your connection to the power. Connection to the power. And once you do that, you will begin to see everybody and everyone that you meet as a powerful connection and how that connection is leading to your destiny, to your success. Now let me tell you about the young lady who is going to absolutely be on the show come tomorrow. Yes, Miss Janae. Yes, she is going to be our guest on the show. Janae Elliott Bennett is going to be our guest. She's going to talk about being a business owner. She also talks about some things that you need to do financially to get your business prepared and in the right place where it needs to be. I met her actually on Facebook, and even though she is a long ways away, because she's all the way on the West Coast, and we're all the way here on the East Coast, but she has a very, very powerful business, and she also helps people in business, and she helps people that want their business to become a success. So she's going to be on the show, and she's going to be here in the morning, talking about business and how you can be a success. She can talk about legal matters for your business to make sure that you have things in place for your business and just really how to get your business professional, how to get your business out there, promote your business, so you don't want to miss the show tomorrow. That's Janae Elliott Bennett, and so she will be on tomorrow on the Coach Lalisa Show. I am so, so excited. And then we have with us on Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday, awesome, awesome Mr. Percy Walker, who is traveling all over the country with his book, Success. How I Ended Up Here. He's actually going to be in the D.C. area this Friday with a book signing. If you know anybody in that area, you can call and support him. You can go to his website to get all the information. Mr. Percy Walker, he is on the website. You can just Google his name, Percy, B-E-R-S-I-E, Percy L. Walker. You Google his name, and you will come up with many websites that will talk about what he is doing. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, now, we're finishing up our show for today, the power of connection. Why it is so important to connect. You got to connect because you're trying to develop yourself. Personal power is about the power for you to connect. Not just externally with people and places and things, but you got to connect internally. You have to connect with who you are inside. You must have a connection with your thoughts. You must have a connection with your words. You must have a connection with your emotions. How do you feel? Why do you feel the way that you feel? You have to have a connection with your health. You must be connected to your health. There can't be a disconnect. It's not you over here and your health is over there. Like many of us have had disconnections with our finances. You're over here living one way, but you expect your finances to show up another way. It won't happen. The power to connect with our finances, with our relationships, can be, again, you're not going to be over here being one type of way and expect your relationships to turn out right. You have to be connected to your relationships. We have to be connected with our finances. We must be connected with our health. We must be connected with other relationships that we're in, friends, employees, coworkers, people in the church, in the community, the power of connection. Because we're connected to the power, and everything that we touch, God is concerned about. Everything that we connect to, God is concerned, because we're a part of Him. He's a part of us. So we must watch the things that we connect to and that we hook up with. We must have connection with our thinking. Thinking, what's our thought? And watch and see as you connect. Watch and see your success explode. Watch and see how you're growing by leaps and bounds in your business, in your personal life, in your finances, in your health. Watch and see as you stay connected to the power and that you line everything up with what the power source wants, what God wants for you. You will see yourself explode. You will see massive, I'm talking about, massive growth and opportunity in the things that you're doing, even in your everyday life. Your everyday life will shine so brightly like the sun right now, the way the sun is coming through that balcony door. That's how your life is going to shine once you're connected. He will begin to give you ideas and strategies, powerful strategies for your business, for your life, for your health, for your finances. He will give you powerful strategies that will allow you to turn it around. Talking about powerful connection, being connected to the power. I just so feel that this is the theme. This is the area. This is the place where people are going to say, you know what? That's what I need. That's what I need. I needed to understand the connection. I need to understand why certain people are in my life, and why certain people are not. Because when you're connected to power, powerful connections play out. And there will be people that will be disconnected from your life. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're not a part of your destiny. They're not a part of your future. They're not a part of what God wants out of your life. He wants success out of your life. He wants greatness out of you. You may say, how do you know that, Coach Elise? How do you know God wants greatness out of me? Because He put greatness in you. And what goes in must come out. That's why some people, you know, are off balance, because they're trapping and holding their greatness inside. And they have not yet found an outlet. You know, I look at some of the things that people are doing and the things that people have done in life. They found a way to let their greatness out. Basketball players, great tennis players, great musicians, great authors, playwrights, you name it, great medical, great physicians. They have found a way to release their greatness. and look at many of the cases, look at the benefit to the rest of us when great architects release their power. That's why you can stand in or sit in the building that you're sitting or standing in, because they have released the greatness that God put there. And I think about yesterday how my husband was so wrapped up into football, and he watched all the game all day long. He was in his seventh heaven. And the Steelers, and I'm so happy the Steelers won, because he so loves the Steelers, and he was so excited, and we would have put a damper on the rest of the vacation had the Steelers lost. Afterwards, I said to him, okay, honey, now when do they play again? I wanted to make sure it was after my vacation was over, because I don't want them to lose. But even when it comes to sports, you see, these, you know, God has put greatness in these men. And we know there are many women who also play sports, but I'm just talking about the men right now. I don't know any women playing football. I know we had the female basketball teams. I'm talking about in the major, in the national football. So here they are with greatness in them. And because of that, my husband was able to have an awesome day. We should have heard him screaming and yelling throughout the game as they were playing. And you see, someone else's greatness brings happiness to us. You see, and that's what we're talking about. You also have a greatness that's going to bring happiness to someone, something that God has put down on the inside of you, that powerful connection. You're connected to the power source. Going to bring it out. He's going to show you how. Don't worry. He'll show you. He will lead you. He will guide you. But you must get connected to the power. And when you do, he will allow all of your connections to then be powerful. That's where we get the topic, powerful connections. You'll be connected. Your friends will be connected. You will be connected to your family members. Can you imagine family members connected for some power? Powerful. Can you imagine what your family could be like? If everyone was connected to the power in your family, therefore, all of the members make up powerful connection. So let me tell you what that would look like. There would be no jealousies, none. There would be no backbiting, none. When you have powerful connections, you don't have backbiting, you don't have jealousies, you don't have people trying to outdo the other. We understand that we all may be in similar businesses. I'm not the only author in my family. My other sister, she also has a book, but we're not in competition. We also do a radio show together. You know, my other sister who owns the dry cleaners, and I was pressing clothes, not necessarily before her, but I was certainly in the business around the same time as her, and actually I believe I may have started out maybe a year or two before her, but maybe not, because I know I was in the military, and when I came home, you know, my father taught us how to do this. And so here it is. You have to have powerful connections, but we're not in competition. I don't say, well, you know, she opens dry cleaners, let me go open one and let me make it better. No. Or I can do it better or not. See, when you have connected to the power, you have powerful connection, and the result of powerful connection, there's no jealousy, there's no envy, there's no, I got to do you in, I got to get one up on you, I got to do a little bit more. So I would dare to say that there are a lot of people who think they have powerful connections, but they are in fact fake. They're not powerful connections. So those individuals compete, jealous of one another, they're afraid to share what they have, afraid that someone's going to get more than them, have more, do more, be more, say more. Those are not powerful connections. Powerful connections push you forward. This is how you can tell. This is how you can tell when you have a powerful connection with someone, is when that person pushing you forward, pushing you ahead, helping you to get where you were already on your way to, right? As opposed to not, doing that. So a lot of people, as I just said, a lot of people think they have powerful connections, when in fact they do not. And I just gave you a blueprint on what powerful connections look like. They are people who push you forward, who try to help you get to the next level. Because the only way to be able to do that is when you are connected to the power. If you're really connected to the power, then you will be unctioned under the power of the Holy Spirit. You will feel an unction to help someone, to push them forward. And you will truly, because you truly are experiencing Ephesians 6 and 8. You may not even know how to articulate it exactly, but you are exactly experiencing, he says, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. And that's when you're living out powerful connections. That's when you know that the person that you have met is that powerful connection, and that's the people that you're going to focus on as you're moving. And these are the people that you want to emulate. These are the people that become your role model. These are the people that you look for the clues of their success. Because trust me, as they're pushing you, God is pushing them. Same will happen for you. As you push others, God will push you or yours. I tell people, as I'm preaching or doing ministry, I say, the best way you want to help your marriage, help another woman in hers. You want to help your children get saved, set free, and delivered, help another woman who is in need with her own children. You know, that happened for me, and I don't even have children. No natural children. I have my one daughter by way of my husband. And I recognized that as I was helping other people's children, I knew God was helping my child. That's how you do it. As I was helping other women and encouraging them to love their husbands and to stay in their marriages and be happy in their marriages, do what they needed to do, instead of, oh, yeah, girl, you need to leave him, go, he ain't no good, he ain't that. And half of those women will be with that man within a year. But I didn't do that, and I saw how God totally transitioned my own marriage. I'm telling you what I know to be fact, what I know to be true. A powerful connection is the result of connecting with the power, and powerful connections will get you. Look at Oprah Winfrey. I know she's doing her last show today. She's a great example of powerful connections. People that connected with her, many of them were believers, were people that loved the Lord. That's how she got to where she's at. Trust me, you don't get there any other way. Well, we're out of time. It's a Monday. Great. I'm going to go and look at the Monday Beach. You all have a powerful, powerful, and great day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode of the Coach LaLisa Show. And this has been Coach LaLisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.